Listening 27. Mind Medicine.
Dr. Wilkins, could you tell us your vision of the future of medicine, please?
Well, in my opinion, medicine will be very different, even in 10 years' time. For example, imagine a madman hits you over the head and you're seriously injured. In fact, so seriously that you could die. Naturally, you would go to the hospital. In the future, however, people will learn that instead of using medicines, they need to use their mind. The person hit over the head will know he needs to access the collective memory of humanity and travel through history. He needs to go to a time before medicine, books, and ideas about science were invented, and remember the lost art. Yes, my intention is to revive the lost art of mind medicine. I think it's a mistake to think conventional medicine is good for the body. This idea is an error of logic. As everyone knows, we only use 20% of our brain. The interesting question is, what's the function of the other 80%?
You were fired from your seat on the medical council, weren't you?
That's incorrect. It was always my intention to leave the job. It was my decision.
Do you miss the job?
Not at all. Only an idiot would miss that job.
Some people are suggesting the idea that you only became interested in mind medicine because you were fired from your job in real medicine.
That's ridiculous. This interview is over. Goodbye.